चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोवीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति सपदान्तिकं नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto, First Canto, Chapter 9. Text 24. This chapter entitled The Passing Away of Is it? Vishnudev. Jai. Today I didn't forget my glasses, so you can see better. Text 24. Sa Deva Devo Bhagavan Pratikshatam Kalevaram यावदिदं हिनोम्यहं ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಃ ಶಾರುಣ ಲೋಚನೋಲಸನ್ ಮುಖಾಂಬುಜಂ ಧ್ಯಾನಪಥಶ್ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಃ ಸದೇವ ದೇವೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರತಿಕ್ಷತಾಂ ಕಲೇವರಂ ಯಾವದಿದಂ ಹಿನೋಮ್ಯಹಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಃ ಸಾರುಣ ಲೋಚನೋಲ್ಲಸನ್ ಮುಖಾಂಬುಜೋ ಧ್ಯಾನಪಥಶ್ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಃ ಸದೇವ ದೇವೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರತಿಕ್ಷತಾಂ ಕಲೇವರಂ ಯಾವದಿದಂ ಹಿನೋಮ್ಯಹಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಃ ಸಾರುಣ ಲೋಚನೋಲ್ಲಸನ್ ಮುಖಾಂಬುಜೋ ಧ್ಯಾನಪಥಶ್ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಃ Saha He, Deva Deva, the Supreme Lord of the Lords. Bhagavan, Supreme, the Personality of Godhead. Pratikshatam, may kindly wait. Kadevaram, body. Yavat, as long as. Idam, this material body. Hinomi, may quit. Aham, I. Prasanna, cheerful. Hasa, smiling. Arunalojana, eyes red like the morning sun. Ullasan, Ullasan. Beautiful decorator. Mukambuja, the lotus flower of his face. Dhyanapada, and the path of my meditation. Chaturbhuja, the 400 form of Narayana. The worshipable deity of Bhishma Dev. As a translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ji. May my Lord, who is 400 and who is beautifully decorated lotus face with eyes as red as rising sun is smiling, kindly await me at that moment when I quit this material body. Please repeat, may my Lord, who is 400, and whose beautifully decorated lotus face, with eyes as red as rising sun, is smiling, kindly await me at that moment when I quit this material body. Jaya, Srila Prabhupada. Bhishma Dev knew well that Lord Krishna is original Narayana. His worshipable deity was 400 Narayana, but he knew that 400 Narayana is a plenary expansion of Lord Krishna. Indirectly, he desired Lord Sri Krishna to manifest himself in his 400 feature of Narayana. A Vaishnava is always humble in his behavior, although it was 100% certain that Bhishma Dev was approaching Vaikuntha Dham just after leaving his his material body. Still, as a humble Vaishnava, he desired to see the beautiful face of the Lord. For after quitting this present body, he might not be in a position to see the Lord anymore. A Vaishnava is not puffed up, although the Lord guarantees his pure devotee. Guarantees his pure devotee entrance into his abode. Here, Vishnu Dev says, as long as I do not quit this body. This means that the great general would quit the body by his own will. He was not being forced by the laws of nature. He was so powerful that he could stay in his body as long as he desired. He got this benediction from his father. He desired that the Lord stay before him in his 400 Narayana feature so that he might concentrate upon him and thus be entranced in that meditation. Then his mind might be sanctified with thinking of the Lord. Thus he did not mind wherever he might go. A pure devotee is never very anxious to go back to the kingdom of God. He entirely depends in the goodwill of the Lord. He is equally satisfied even if the Lord desires him to go to hell. The only desire that a pure devotee entertains is that he may always
be in rapt attention with thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord, regardless. Bhishmadeva wanted this much only, that this his mind be absorbed in thinking of the Lord and that he pass away thus. That is the highest ambition of a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So nicely, few points are exposed here. So Bhishmadeva, have been speaking to Pandavas, and speaking to Pandavas, basically he's glorifying the Lord. As the first word comes here, Sadeva Deva, Sa means that Lord. Who is that? That refers to previous sloka. By investing your mental energy with devotion in whom? Bhaktyavyasya mano yasmin vachayan nama kirtayan. And by chanting the holy name with your words, if one leaves this body, muchyate karma, kama karma vi, he will be freed from all the bondage of activities. Kama karma bhi. Kama karma bhi means that whatever comes as a result of the fruitive activity, he will be free from the bondage of all those. So he is referring to that Lord. But simply by chanting the holy name, one becomes free. So Sadeva Deva, that Lord, now he's saying, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, pratikshatam, is the imperative mood. And the next purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Vishnudeva is speaking in appealing tone. Yeah, Vishnudeva is speaking in that appealing tone. In that appealing tone. So he's requesting. That's the meaning of appealing, right? Appealing is a request. Yeah, is my appeal to you. Requesting. And of course he's requesting the Lord to be to stand there in front of him. Sometimes pure devotees can order the Lord also, right? Was it Sanatana Goswami whose deity was Madan Mohan, who wanted a little salt from him? Madan Mohan deity. This bread, this chapati is so dry. Can I have a little salt, please? No, I don't have any salt. You eat whatever you have. Whatever I give. Pure devotee have the command. And Krishna likes that. And Krishna likes to hear that. Yeah. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described like Krishna likes the one gopis are rebuking him and throwing all bad words at him, criticizing him. And Krishna likes. And Yashoda Mata pick up the stick and try to beat him. This kind of different rasa Krishna likes to experience. Not only pray, oh my Lord, please bestow all the bread and water for me for today. So Krishna likes to be dependent on his devotees. So please give me a salt if you have nothing. So, devotees can order the Lord also. There are many instances like that. What was that? Vitalnath, right? Vitalnath, Lord Krishna appeared out of his devotion, a great devotion to his... What was the devotee? So Lord appeared and he said, stand there, I'm busy right now. Stand there. He offered a brick to stand. So it's in, I think, Marathi, that brick is called Vital. So the Lord stood on that brick. That's why he's known as Vitalnath. Vitalnath. So it remains as a Vitalnath, still standing on the brick. So the Lord has, his own mood, how he likes to release the relationship. So devotees can order him. So here, Bhishma Dev is appealing, please, stand in front of me. Kalevaram yavad idam hinomyaham. Right? That's the word next is. Kalevaram, this body. Kalevaram. The body itself is called Kalevaram. You know, in Jagannath Puri, they have Navakalevara every 12 years. Right? Navakalevara, the Jagannath leaves his body and they have to make a new body. And then install a prana in that body. So, Kalevaram yavad idam hinomyaham yavad. By saying, Srila Swami also comments, the Prabhupada puts in here that by saying yavat, he says that I'm not living this body right now, but just in case, you know, it will take some time. Okay, he's also waiting for the time that, you know, was that Yoginas wants it to Uttarayana. The Uttarayana, the sun is moving toward the north hemisphere. That's the time yogis want to leave their body so that they can go upper higher planets. Yeah, of course, he's a devotee, a Mahajan, great Mahajan. He doesn't have to wait for the Uttarayana. But there is some purpose. Krishna brought everybody there. And of course, he was waiting until this time that Krishna would come and give him darshan. Yeah. Siddhar Swami writes, no, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur writes. But why he was waiting for so long, not dying? He could have died early. But his life was under his control. He could leave at any time. He was waiting at this much so that Krishna would come. One day he will come. He has his own, his relationship with Krishna. So now next to his also Prabhupada writes here that he can leave his body at his own will. That was the blessing he got this benediction from his father. Another story. In order to fulfill the desire of his father, he sacrificed his life that he will not get married and he will not be the king. He won't be the ruling person. He sacrificed all this, you know, the great ambition of the Lord, of life. So therefore, his father became so pleased and gave this benediction that death will come at your will. Yeah. So, and then he accepted that since I will die at my will, death will come whenever I desire. So until then, I would like to be around here and see that the Hastinapur is, this kingdom is safe. You know, as long as I don't see the Hastinapur is safe in good hands, I will not leave this body. That was his mission. So now, you know, Kurukshetra is over, all the Dhartarashtras, the sons of Dhritarashtra, have been wiped out. Now Yudhishthira is king. Now he's peaceful. He wants to leave his body. So now he is requesting the Lord, Prasanna Hasar Nalochan Ullasan. My Lord, please stand in front of me. He's expressing this. I would have gone to Hastinapur and have a darshan of you, but I was not in the condition that I could walk from here. You know? Imagine, that, like Vishnu Pitama, who's sitting on the, you know, in the bed of the arrow and walk around. Everybody will run away, you know. Even Krishna will run away. If you watch the movie, when Vishnu Pitama, you know, Arjuna is shooting arrow after arrow, and so many arrows, thousands of arrows, you know, on his body, and Bhishma Pitama finally is trying to fall from the chariot. It already looks so terrible. But to speak of, he's walking all the way to Hastinapur to see Krishna. Where is Krishna? I want to see him. So he was not. He said, I could not get out from here. So, now please, forgive me, please forgive my offenses. Then he remembers all this during the battlefield, how he was shooting arrows He was trying to defeat Arjuna. He wanted to kill Arjuna because Yudhishthira, you know, that Duryodhana was really pushing him. You are on the side of Pandava, you don't want to kill any of them. You're just useless. Okay? I have these five arrows. Tomorrow I finish them. But somehow Krishna made a trick. All those five arrows taken by Arjuna. So, but anyway, he has to fight like anything, such as the power. Arjuna was about to die. Because thousands of arrows being showered upon him. Some of the arrows even, Krishna, he shoot on Krishna. And then Krishna's, the kavach was called, the armor was broken, and Krishna got some arrows on his body. Even though Krishna's body is Satchidananda Vigraha, there is no, blood or anything like, what we have. But Krishna exhibited that, the arrow, he's got the arrows, and then he got the blood flowing down from his body. And Krishna got upset. And then Arjuna, you're not able to kill him, I killed this old guy, I'm going now. Mama nishita sarir vividya mana tvachi vilasat kavaches to Krishna atma. Nishita sarir, I shoot very sharp arrows to Krishna, and he got wounded. Tati vilasat kavaches to Krishna Atma. May my mind be fixed in that Lord who is being wounded by me. I'm so cruel. I'm trying to hurt a devotee of Krishna, and I hurt Krishna. And then, if Krishna remembers all that, he will be standing here like a Yamaraj. No. So he's appealing here that prasanna hasarana lochanundasan. My Lord, forget all those things, and then be pleased upon me. You stand here with a smiling face. Your smiling face can attract the whole universe. I would like to look at that smiling face. And so long, everybody was sitting. Vishnudeva was speaking. Everybody was sitting. Now, he's asking Krishna to come and stand before him. He is lying down. So Krishna has to stand there all this time to give him darshan. Right? Because he's not going to die right now. When he says, yavaditam hinomyam, as long as I don't leave this body. So what happens right after this, Yudhishthira found out, he's going to die. Don't. Krishna encourages him, go ask him some question. He's a great devotee, and a great, very, very knowledgeable person. Ask him whatever doubts, whatever problems you have, ask him. He will give you the answer. Then he starts asking many, many questions. And Sukadeva Goswami gives a very, very shortcut here, what he spoke about. Dana dharman, raja dharman, moksha dharman, vibhagasaha. Dana dharma, how to give charities. Raja dharma, what are the activities of the king. And moksha dharma, what is the duties, one who want to become free from this material world. And stri dharma, the duties of the women and duties of everyone else. There's vast knowledge in that Shanti Parva, in Mahabharata. I was listening to Radha Govinda Maharaj. He said such a great amount of knowledge in the history of the universe, in the world, nobody ever spoke. And Mahabharata says, neha nanasti kinchana. Everything, every knowledge that is available in the world is in Mahabharata. What is not in Mahabharata is nowhere else. Everything is in Mahabharata. So that's a great amount of knowledge he spoke, standing, making Krishna standing there. It must have been like so many hours. And all those rishis and devarshis, maharshis, everybody came there to hear all this. It's a great devotee speaking. Mukham bhuja dhyana patas chaturbhuja. The last line he says, Dhyanapatha, Dhyanapatha, that's the smiling face of the Lord. The smiling face of the Lord is the object of meditation. Is the object of meditation. May my meditation, may I fix my attention to that smiling face. So many people are preaching about dhyana, meditation, all this, and many people teach about fixing your attention to a light or something, right? Light. You have to meditate on light. What is the light? You turn on the light and fix your eyes. You know, in a few hours your eyes will be gone. You know, what's the use of such kind of? What's the use of that kind of meditation? You know, this is the object of meditation. Prasanna sharuna lochanollasan mukham bhujo dhyana pata chaturbhuja. This is the object of dhyana. It's the object of meditation. One can meditate upon. Sukadeva Goswami describes in the second canto, in the beginning, how one should meditate upon the Lord. You know? Padam shudyati dhiryatha yatha. That, I forget this. Okay. One should start meditating upon the Lord, having darshan of the Lord from the feet, from the lotus feet, and then as you move on, your consciousness gradually sanctifies, and then finally you go to this, you go to see the lotus face of the Lord. Mm-hmm. In this way, the process of darshan is mentioned. Second canto. So dhyanapatha chaturbhuja is the four-handed form of the Lord is desired by Vishwadev to see. I think Arjuna also asked Krishna to be teneiva rupena chaturbhujena sahasrabaho bhava vishwamurte. He has unlimited hands, thousands of hands, and Krishna shows the universal form, right? And then he was perplexed, he was so afraid. Krishna said, don't worry. Mate yatha maja bimuda bhavo drishtva rupam ghoram idrimam edam. I show you the form, not 400 forms, but I show you the same form what you have been always seeing. Tadeva me rupam idam prapashya. Then he comes back to 200 forms. By saying 400 form, also Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes that Vishnu Pitama feels that he achieved everything by seeing this 400 form of Lord Narayana in Krishna. 400 form representing the dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Even though devotees don't really desire that, devotees simply want mama janmani janmani shvare bhagavatat bhakti ahaituti tvai. Bhavatat is also imperative form, so it's appealing. Mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatad bhakti rahai tuti tvai. May my attention, my attraction be always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Yesterday, Navin, his question, Navin Anira the Prabhu nicely described that Haridas Thakur is passing away. So it's very similarities here. Haridas Thakur passing away, even he has everything. Haridas Thakur requested the Lord, please come in front of me. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just sat next to Haridas Thakur. And he asked to give me a lotus feet. So he takes the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and keeps the lotus feet in his heart. And then he's looking at the face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chanting the holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. In this way he leaves his body. So the devotees who witnessed the passing of Haridas Thakur, they remember this pastime also, how Bhishma Deva passed. You know, he requested the Lord to come, you know, please stand before here, before me, until I leave my body. So this is the perfection of life, if we can think of Krishna, what to speak of the Lord is, you know, personally standing right in front of you. Ante Narayana Smriti. Janma Labha Parapumsam Ante Narayana Smriti. The benefit of our life is calculated if we are able to remember Krishna at the end of our life. Some devotees can remember Krishna, some devotees can see Krishna right in front of them, like Vishnu Pitama and Haridas Thakur. Some devotees also leave their body in separation. Any ideas? Who are they?
Gopis.
Any other one? Leaving the body, how about Kunti Maharani? Kunti Maharani. In the later chapter it says, when Arjuna came back from Dwarka after Krishna left, so he was just describing this to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Of course, I think Mahabharata is described in a different way, but here it shows that Kunti Maharani was still there, and she was, you know, behind the wall or something. She was listening how Arjuna arrived, and he's crying, he's telling all this, what happened on the way over there. So as soon as she heard, Prithapenu Srutya Dhananjayoditam Nasam Yadu Nam Bhagavad Gatim Chatam, when Pritha heard what Arjuna spoke, that all the Yadus have destroyed and Krishna has gone. And Ekanta Bhaktya, immediately she fixed her attention attention to Krishna, and then Upara Rama Sansritehe, she left her body. Hare Krishna. In separation. As soon as she heard Krishna has left, she left her body. And another way I can think about King Dasarath, right? In separation. He didn't want Lord Ram to go away, even though he was bound with the giving benediction to Kaikeyi. But he didn't want. I gave this boon to your stepmother, Kaikeyi, but I want you to stay here. Don't go. Just to fulfill the father's desire and mother's desire, Lord Rama accepted to go. Valmiki Muni describes that I bow down to Lord's feet of Lord Rama, who is not so rejoiced hearing that he is going to be coronated today. And at the same time, he was not so sorrowful to hear that he has to go to the forest for 14 years. Katana mam leva navasa dukkata. And it was no difference for him. Either I'm coronated or going to the forest, no problem. Yeah, no problem at all. He just went. So, King Dasarath wanted to, okay, to fulfill my desire, he wants to go to the forest, okay? He ordered his, he asked his minister, Sumitra, take him to the forest and bring him back. I'll be fine. So he took him to the forest. He came back without him. And then he asked, where is Ram? He said, Ram is not coming. Then he left his body in separation. Right, Pandit. So there are devotees who can leave their body in separation. In separation, of course, there is a remembrance also. There is a remembrance. Ram, Ram, Iti, Ram, Iti. And so, what I was saying that... Yes. Yes, Madhava and Rupali. In separation. Separation. And Parikshit Maharaj, that was... Parikshit Maharaj, he had full remembrance of full realization of the Lord. So what was it? Srila Prabhupada asked Hayagriva to write the Chaitanya Leela's, some of the drama. He wanted him to write some kind of drama on Chaitanya Lila. So Srila Prabhupada said, I'll give you the whole what you need. So Agri Prabhu was sitting next to Prabhupada, in front of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would tell the story one after another. So he writes that Prabhupada said, so Haridas Thakur asked Lord Chaitanya, and then Prabhupada started crying. You know. That was his mood, how merciful Lord Chaitanya is. And then he speaks a little more and he starts crying. And then, and so later on he continued the story and he can complete, okay, you can make something out of it. I completed my project of talking on the topic of Vishnu Pitama. Vishnu Pitama is one of the Mahajan when Yamaraj speaks about all this, you know, we have 12 great Mahajans, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janako, Bhishma, Bali, Vaya, Shakir, Vayam, you know. He puts his name at the end. Just like we have Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottamdas Thakur, they write their song, and they put their name at the end. I'm not on the top, I'm at the bottom. So, when Yamaraj spoke this, he put his name at the end. Bali, Vaya, Shakir, Vayam, we also. When Bhishma Devi is talking here, he was trying to make Yudhishthira understand that the Supreme Lord is one who is making all this happening. So the glories of this Supreme Personality of Godhead is understood by three different people. He said that's Kapila, Shiva, and Kumaras, and so on. He didn't put his name. I'm not one of them. He's so humble. He's so humble. He didn't put his name there. So, Asyanu Bhavam Bhagavan, Kapilo Bhagavan Shiva, something like that. So, Bhishma Pitama trying to tell Yudhishthira that it's all Krishna. By him, it is, the Krishna is the one who is doing all this. You know, he's doing so these great Mahajans, they understand about Krishna, but Vishnu Pitama are not saying you should also try to understand the same way. Vishnu Pitama are simply saying that's all the, this is all arrangement of Krishna, so therefore you just follow his order. Natha Pahi Praja Prabho. Natha Pahi, now because the whole world, the Praja is anath. Praja is bereft of their master. Now you are coronated as the king. Now please don't be sorry about what had happened. You go ahead and protect this kingdom. Okay. So, I had a question for you all. I forget the question. I think. Hearing all this, Vishnu Pitama and Haridas Thakur, which way we should prepare? To see the Lord in front of us? Or die in separation? Or just ask for the remembrance of the Lord. No, we have got three different options. Yes, Navinder Prabhu.
Fourth option.
Fourth option. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, fourth option. Act in such a way that Krishna wants to see you.
Yes.
Like helping others to come to Krishna consciousness or helping others to stay Krishna conscious, then Krishna will be attracted and will want to be there. Like we can see, he wanted to see Bhishma, he wanted to see Haridas Thakur, he wants to be where his devotees are.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur, right?
Yes.
Don't try to see God. You act in such a way that Krishna will come to see you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what that Vishnu Pitama expresses here, that I'm nothing, but you, Pandavas, you are great devotees, and then Krishna has been helping you all these ways, from beginning to the end. And then because I am related to you, I have no direct connection to Krishna, but you have connection to Krishna. You are somehow my blood related, you know. You are cousin. What is that? Maternal brothers, cousins. Maternal cousins. So in this way you are related. So I am also, in that way I am related. You are my descendants. So therefore, he came to see me. He came to give me his darshan. Yanmesun tadasa sakshat Krishna darshana magata. Krishna came here in this place. He knew that I am going to die. And I am related to you. Therefore, he kindly came here.
It can be seen also other way. Not yes. necessarily everybody can be that advanced state. But the common base, what I understand, is on that principle that Prabhupada quoted that many times. Gopa kamat bhayat kamso desa chedi dayanipa. The previous verse, the second line Prabhupada gives that most prominent. Abeshutu agam hitta bhavato gatim gata. In order to achieve Krishna, one has to be absorbed through preaching. Whatever the service is doing, he has to be absorbed. And that avesha is the key to draw the attention of the Lord.
Yes, I should then.
We don't hear many stories about devotees present, you know, leaving their body at will. But there is that one story that comes from Salted Bread, if you've ever read that, about a devotee, Satchisuta, who was sent to prison, you know, with other devotees just because he was a devotee. You know that story?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was suffering, you know, but to continue chanting and everything. So one day his roommate woke up and he saw him sitting. He used the bed sheet to make a dhoti, and he had made beads out of bread, you know, just like that. And he had tilak on, and his roommate was like, Sachi, Sachi. And, because he was just, like, he was just chanting. He was holding his bead, sitting up, and he was chanting. But finally he went over, and he realized that he had left his body. So, kind of amazing.
Mm. I heard one story from Bhakti Chaur Maharaj. There one devotee was distributing books in Paris, and one lady came over, and she said, "You are Hare Krishna?" He said, "Yes." "You know Prabhupada?" And she said, "Who is Prabhupada? Who is Prabhupada?" And the devotee said, "Yes, we know Prabhupada. He is the founder Acharya of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But what is your question?" So the lady said, "My husband was follower of Prabhupada. And since we got married, he was busy with different activities. He didn't really practice that, and we didn't get to know more about it. But toward the end, when he was about to die on his death bed, he's about to die. And all of a sudden he stood up. He said, 'Prabhupada, you came?' then he died. So, as you have done something that Krishna never forgets. So the same with the spiritual master. Prabhupada came at that last moment to see him, and give him darshan, because he was some extent he was following Prabhupada. So we still have a hope, seeing that. There was another story. Navinil probably knows that from Russia. There was a devotee whose name was Ananta Shanti. Ananta Shanti Prabhu. He lived his life, he was a great book distributor. He lived his life exemplary as he could. Very detached, very, elevated devotee. And toward the end, he had cancer. And about to die in his deathbed. At one point, he opened his eyes. He said, Prabhupada is not cheating us. Prabhupada is not cheating us. Krishna consciousness works. Krishna consciousness works. And then he left his body. So the great realization, even people from the dead body, they can glorify the Lord and Krishna.
It reminds me of the story of Prabhupada when he was in Mutalavan farm. Mutalavan farm. He was sitting on the Vyasa side. I told the story before. He was sitting on the Vyasa side. And I happened to be in the crowd. And he said, she had 16 rounds a day, all the four regular principles. I got me pushed on this movement. And I'm not flattering you. We'll go back to the spiritual world this lifetime.
Jai. Sri Prabhupada ki.
One more story. I love this story. It was a devotee who had left the movement, and he married a non-devotee. And in the course of his life, he got cancer, so he was very ill, and he was lying down. He was leaving his body. His wife was next to him. And all of a sudden, he opened his eyes, and he looked up, and he said, Prabhupada, you've come after so many years. And he left. Just like that. And his wife was bewildered because she didn't even know who that was. So she Googled it, and she went to a temple, and then she found out who this devotee was and, about the movement and all that. But this is somebody who had even, not been so connected, but again, like you're mentioning, he had done so much service. We always hear that Krishna's not an ingrate, and Prabhupada was so grateful for the service that his devotees did, that it's unlimited benefit that we receive.
Yeah, many people talk about many people talk about art of living. What is the art of living? And while getting to know what is the art of living, we forget about art of dying. So Krishna consciousness is the great art of dying, So it makes sense that by dedicating our lives, either little or more, whatever amount it is, Krishna never forgets, and spiritual master never forgets. They're always there behind us, just to support. In case, here Vishnu Pitam was saying, the Prabhupada explains there. Vishnu Pitam was asking Krishna to see at this last moment, who knows, I'm so cruel, I shoot arrows to Krishna's body. Krishna may throw me in the hell or somewhere. I may not be able to see him again in next life if I have to take birth again. So, best now, please come. I can see you. So, Prabhupada says that devotee is so humble. You're not thinking, oh, I'm, you know, I'm for sure I'm going back to God. No, you know, so why to worry? No, at the last moment you still have to think about Krishna.
You have one puzzle question.
Yes.
When did Bhishmadev left?
Bhishmadev left on the Makar Sankranti, you can say, as the sun moves through the northern hemisphere, that's the time. And it is always a puzzle in my mind also to see that in the, at the end of Kartik, people do so much about Bhishma.
Bhishma
passed away, he had to offer Shraddha, this and that. Bhishma didn't pass away in Kartik. You know? And after Kartik comes Gita, what's called?
Gita Jayanti.
Gita Jayanti, after 1 month, right? That in December even. And Gita Jayanti is the day of the beginning of Mahabharata, the battle. And then that went on for 18 days. Bhishmadev fought for 10 days. Then he is lying on the arrow bed. And after that he waited about 50 days or so. Then that's the time for, you know, middle of January.
58 days.
Yes. So I don't know why they...
The second question, I found the solution, but the first question was like... Second question, because the Mahabharata that we are reading, it is not that the Mahabharata, one was spoken by Goshampayana to Jaimini, that's one. Mm-hmm. And Vyasdev wrote the Mahabharata, that reconciles. Okay, Gita Jayanti, not necessarily the day Krishna spoke Gita in the battlefield. Gita Jayanti, the day Vyasdev wrote it. He's celebrating from that day. So it's after, so it's all right, it's not a problem. But those who don't know.
Okay.
But this question, the exact date when Vishnudev left, not exactly ascertained according to the record, whether Krishna was there or not there.
Yeah, so here it says Vanchitas to Uttarayana, that the yogis desire to leave their body in Uttarayana. So
yes.
That was a winter while he was lying on the arrow bed. And so that 14th of January, 14th, 15th of January, then sun moves to the Makar Sankranti, that when sun moves to the north. So that's the time, around that time, that Bhishma has left.
There's a one beautiful purport Prabhupada wrote about Jatayu's death. That's very most attractive to me in a sense. Prabhupada writes that Jatayu did not plan to see the Lord at the moment of death or whatever it is. He was just doing his service. That's all he can do. And Prabhupada writes, that's all we can do. We can try to serve the Lord. Whether we are failure or success is not our goal. Very, very well. I mean, that I can relate because that's all I can do. I can try to serve, try to chant. And Prabhupada said, but at the end, Jatayu got the success. Materially, maybe he's not successful, but spiritually he is successful.
Yes. So there was one time somebody has told me that what's the difference between the human being, between us and God? The difference, and in very simplified way, the difference between us and God is we get from God, we get all the things, so we get, and we forget, right? And then the Krishna, as a God, he gives, and he forgives. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.